In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord Jesus give you his peace. We have the prayer of the humble man today, the publican, who gives us a great lesson in humility. In a previous parable, St. Luke just taught us through Jesus how to persevere in prayer. And here there's a very necessary lesson on humility and the distinction between the Pharisee who condemns the publican rashly and the publican who is justified and goes home right in God's eyes. So we have the Pharisee standing, and the word standing in sacred scripture is very significant. We've got four women standing at the foot of the cross with Jesus, which we can say they stand by faith. Here the standing is a proud standing, and the kind of prepositions that go along with it, there's a couple translations. One, it's he's standing with himself. In other words, he's trusting in his own merits before God. And in the Vulgate, which is what we read this morning, is that he stood, and that with himself is he's praying within himself. He's not praying to God at all. He asked nothing of God. He just went up to praise himself. And certainly the two translations are related because one gets to being, which is trusting in one's own merits. I'm standing on my own ground rather than on the ground of humility and being created by God. And then acting vainly as well, which is this prayer, which is just spinning the wheels. And it's not piercing the clouds, which is the prayer of the humble man, pierces the clouds. And that's from the book of Sirach, what the publican does do. So the lesson here is, well, how did this happen? Well, first off, St. Gregory the Great will say, the man acts as if he's patrolled the entire city of his interior and went home basically content that all is well. You know, I fast twice a week. I give tithes on all I possess, even more than what's required by the law. But the one thing that, of course, he does not protect his interior from is pride. And that pride, St. Gregory will say, comes in as a spirit of deceit of wanting to appear just rather than to be just. And so gives us pause today at the different idols that we can set up that make us kind of cut and paste saints, which is vanity. That is to say, the exterior look of one who is right and holy in God's eyes, and yet there's a spirit of deceit there, which has to be eliminated. It has to be, and Our Lady will do it. She will do it. Why? Because with Marian consecration, with merits and satisfactions, we've already given her the right to take away all idols. And those idols can be spiritual idols as well. They can be spiritual goods. The first reading gets at spiritual goods with things like wisdom, things like faith that can move mountains, all kinds of great, 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 great gifts that are charismatic gifts, but only unto profit, unto the edification of the church. And they in themselves do not signify holiness. They are not in themselves per se. St. John of the Cross say, unite the soul with God, only insofar as we rejoice in them that God is present and that God is being glorified. That's the only way. If we slip into the other way, then there's great harm that can result, both deceiving ourselves, deceiving others, sins against faith, kind of undermining the whole edifice, and also vanity, which is a kind of like a worm that can really gut the interior. So these things we must be on guard on and about. And so we have the Pharisee again who doesn't ask God anything. He gives thanks that basically this is the height of pride, not for anything good. He's not giving thanks that he can fast. He's not giving thanks that he's given his tithes. He's giving thanks that he's not like everyone else. And that's the height of pride. Why? Because he's reached the point. He's the elite. That's pride. I've actually excelled everyone else, and there I am at the top. Of course, no one stands before God except naked in virtue and completely contingent with our very existence. So he's way off base. Consequently, he, and this is what the proud will do, he despises others. I can exalt myself further by looking down upon others. This is something very, very important in community life to look at. with table conversation, see that we don't fall off this edge and putting down others, whether it be other communities, other people, other observances, different things like that, because that is very, very dangerous. And it's a sign of interior pride. It's a sign of the vanity that can be very, very present in consecrated life. Don't forget, we are professional religious. Professional religious, which means that we should be professional in nothing but charity. And of course, the foundation of that building is humility. Okay, so that's the Pharisee and what he's fallen into. The publican, of course, a miracle of grace. He suffers the insult, and this also is a great lesson. And we're all sinners, right? So like David, when we suffer insult, when we suffer judgment, and even rash judgment, which is what the publican suffers here, bear it well, because it's God's divine providence. When we sin, there's all kinds of penance that we should be doing. There's all kinds of sackcloth, ashes, different things like that to atone for what we've done. An insult and a rash judgment, suffer it well, because you will be clothed with glory before you know it. You will be back in good graces of God. And that's what the publican here does. He goes home justified, suffers this insult. He knows he's nothing. He knows, I mean, his whole life as a tax collector, he's despised by the people, and still the sin of what he's been doing, now present, very, very present in his mind, being brought down very, very low to be exalted. So stands afar off. Just a brief note on this. Our Lady, with, you might notice in different accounts of the crucifixion, some of the women are standing afar off and then standing at the foot of the cross. Also with different passages of Our Lady, with our Lord, your mother and your brethren are outside looking to speak to you. Who are my mother and my brethren? Those who hear the word of God and keep it. It's her role to take those who are far off and to bring them near to the sacred humanity of Jesus Christ. And that's being a mediatrix. And she does that. And here she does it through repentance. That's how she does it always, is through repentance. And also the very fact that she it gives the sinner a very tangible experience of the love of God in the midst of that being downtrodden. Okay, so the publican goes home to his house justified. St. Chrysostom, St. John Chrysostom, it sounds almost scandalous when he says this. Humility combined with sin surpasses justice combined with pride. For pride easily brings down justice. The whole building will crumble. While humility overcomes the weight of sin. A very, very important lesson. Things are not what they appear in the eyes of men, but only in the eyes of God. Praxis, how to put this into practice. The first movement of prayer, and St. Bonaventure will teach it, the Catechism will teach it, is to ask for forgiveness. So as you, it can be a good prep in the rosary, as you recollect yourself holding on to the crucifix, how I have put Jesus on the cross. Don't forget how you have put him on the cross. And not in any abstract way, in a very tangible, real way. Because the life of Christ is in you, is in me. And in betraying him, in handing him over, in washing the hands like Pilate, through human respect, in negligence of graces, spitting in his face through mortal sin, all kinds of things. How have I put him on the cross? Be very, very cognizant of it. Other things we can do, of course, with the Our Father that follows the Creed, is to forgive others, so that all the ground is completely cleared. Poverty, I am nothing, I have nothing. And then what do I got? Clinging to, which is the second movement of perfect prayer according to St. Bonaventure, thanking God, he is mercy. And very important interior movements, whether or not they're methodical, whether or not they happen spontaneously, they should happen. And if they don't, then we can wind up like the Pharisee. And woe to us, if that's the case, where we should owe to man nothing but to love one another. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
nomen Christum.